Jim Shorey.
Hey, what's going on?
Working.
That's good. What's been keeping you busy?
A little everything today. People calling and waiting on people and working and you name it, that's what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
Hard
You been
work.
Selling lots?
Not really. Nothing major. It's a little early for Christmas here.
Did that lady get the chain? Didn't you order a chain?
It come in. I've got the caller here in a minute. She'll probably come back. And I got a lady's mother's ring in. I need to set up, but I got till next week on end. But just all kinds of stuff starting to happen, you know. Just work. Good old hard work.
Yeah, keep you honest.
Yeah. I want a fire truck. Yeah. Somebody got a fire somewhere.
Or an accident. Don't they go for an accident, too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A wreck or something sometimes, you know. Yeah. Just working, young'un. Got more shit going on than I know what to do.
Well, good. At least you're not sitting there twiddling your thumbs, not doing anything.
Oh, no. This is my second watch to finish today, and I already should have been through with it, and I'm not.
Why? What do you got doing? What do you have to do with it?
Clean it. Fixing something else now on the damn thing. Bitch, it's always something on the watch. You know? One thing after another. On watches. Yeah. What do you know?
You know, selling some diamonds, all that good stuff.
There goes another ambulance or something by. Okay. It must have had a wreck. That sounded more like a cop car.
Anyway, all right. Well, I figured I would get... That's true.
And crap down around here. I got to go back there and buy the ring here in about 20 minutes if I can get out of this watch. And maybe get them done in about an hour. And got some more to do tomorrow. Busy. Busy, busy.
Well, good. Well, hopefully
everything.
You'll be needing some diamonds pretty soon.
I hope, but you never know, you know. You never know. But I'm about to get in now, this damn watch. Sometimes a watch will drive you nuts.
Yeah.
This one kind of is. But I'll have it down here in a little bit. I'll have her down here pretty quick. And I got to go sign some of them lab-grown rings. People come in thinking just stop and do whatever the fuck they want done, you know.
Say that again. I could barely hear you.
said, people come in and think you'll just stop and do whatever the shit they got to do. You know, well, no, I'm 2 weeks behind. You get done when I get to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, take it to somebody else, and it's still going to be 2 or 3 weeks getting it done. So, just work, young. No rest for the weary.
No rest for the weary. Got it. All right, we'll sell some diamonds over there.
Well, if I get somebody in, I had a guy looking. He didn't like, you know, when you get a looker, you don't know them. They may be so full of shit, you know, they choke a horse. He's thinking about, oh, some $5,000 carat total weight earrings, really good stone. Well, shit. Maybe he is and maybe he ain't, you know. But some people just like nothing to do. They want to come in and bull, you know.
Yeah, because for nice quality, you're not going to be able to get that.
For $5,000, you can.
For good qualities?
Yeah. A good half carat, what, about 15?
Oh, I thought you meant 1 carat each.
Oh, total weight.
Oh, yeah, that, well, yeah, you can get it for less than that. Well, how much is the settings?
Well, the settings are about $100. But the diamonds are going to cost about $3.
No. Hold
I'm
on.
Not talking lab grown.
No, I know that. Hold on, I'll tell you. For half carat, what are you thinking quality?
At least G.
GSI1s, right?
Yeah, or a little better.
Hold on, it's pinwheeling my computer. You can get, here, 2 matching FSI1s, or 2 matching GSI1s. Here you go.
2 FSI1s?
Mm-hmm. 2 FSI1s. They're both GIA triple X, none. Your cost would be $16.38 for the pair.
FSI1?
Yeah, for a half a carat each.
Okay.
Triple X.
What's
yes.
A little better? What's a little better quality?
Better which way?
Clarity.
Clarity?
Yeah.
GVS2s, which are equivalent grade. $18.01 for the pair.
Well, that I like.
Yeah, that's why when you said 5,000, I'm like, wait a second, what? Or even like,
I gotta make money. And he'd buy them for 4 time I get a mounting with screw on back, you know.
Yeah, so you would make.
In a big store, them would be $6,000 or more dollars.
I don't think so.
Well, I know so. I know what people said they've been quoted, you know. Or it ends up not being what you tell them.
I know.
You know? It ends up being HSIP.
Non-cert, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
but
have.
Okay, and I'm starting to do okay if it's a good color and good clarity, you know.
Yeah, it'd be actually better going this way because if you ever wanted to trade them up, you could.
Yeah. He'd have to call you up because I probably won't be here.
You what?
Said he'd have to call y'all because I probably won't be here. He don't have, he looks, I don't know, he's an older guy, 50-something, had on a baseball jacket, and he didn't look like he had $100 in his pocket, you know?
Well, you can't assume.
No, that's true. That's true. So what do you got going tonight? Hot date?
Yes, tons.
No action?
No.
You may be like a nun.
Yep. That's about right.
You've heard that saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So did you get this guy's number and everything so you can tell him you can get?
Yeah, he just left.
Yes.
He said he'd get back with me.
Yeah, I'm sure, like the thousand of other customers that say they'll get back with you.
Yeah, they're big backs. You got a name for them kind of people. Big back. Always going to be back. That lady one time, I've had no telling how many wanted a diamond and a good one. A good one. And you give them a price, ooh, that's high. Well, then later on, I see the diamond they bought, and I say, well, ma'am, when you wanted a stone from me, it had to be a good one. I said, this is a piece of crap. You know, one lady took it back to the table and got the money back. I said, this damn stone's yellow. Can't you see that?
They probably just think you're a peach to deal with, huh?
Hey, tell them the truth. Some people are just looking. They think they can go in diamond and go somewhere half of what you're quoting. They can't, you know. Unless it's stolen off the street or something. But this old boy, he may have a little money, may not. Well, I'm sure having hell with this watch.
Yeah, you can't assume, so. All right.
I'll let you know if he comes back.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, no. Me either. But I wouldn't order him unless he said he wanted to look at him tomorrow, you know? Because, hell, folks are doing stuff like that. It costs money to get it back and forth.
Well, you should have called me and asked me. I could have gave you the price over the phone.
I done told him the price. And he was happy with the price. With papers on them. No, he was happy.
All right.
Do something.
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, have a good night, Shorty.
You too, bye.